producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. So we just got an instant, was it a Facebook or an email that somebody wanted to talk with us about?
It this came in through Facebook. So
okay.
It's from Ramona. Ramona says, Dr. Joy, how do you feel about the statement, don't deprive your husband of sex? I never hear people telling men, don't deprive your wife of romance and affection. FYI, the last 3 years I have been pleading with my husband for romance, to tell me he loves me, to tell me I look nice, and for a date night. I am now to the point where when I am having sex with him twice a month, and now he's telling me I'm depriving him. He's still not willing to meet my needs, but wants sex 3 to 4 times a week.
I was going to ask you how long you've been married, but you don't have any idea. See, that's the problem about one of these kinds of things. Well, I think your point's well taken. You may have to put on your big girl pants, as opposed to taking off your big girl pants, and say to him, listen, darling, presumably, when you say you want sex with me, you're wanting me to be involved, to be interested, to be receptive, to be responsive. And here's when I need to feel that way. That we need to have more closeness. Because then the sex will be better, not only for me, but for you as well. So, I mean, instead of saying I want to have sex 3 or 4 times a week, and I'm never going to tell you that you look pretty, I'm never going to have a date night with you, what are we talking about here? I have no idea what's really going on here. I have no idea whether he's lost his job and he's feeling inadequate and this is his way of doing some acting out. I have no idea whether one or the other of you have had an affair. I don't have any idea if you guys want to have children, what kind of birth control you're using. So it's one of those... Listen, call me up and fill me in so I can be useful to you on this one. This is, first of all, bottom line is sex is something that should be consensual between the two of you. And explaining to him, and you don't have to be mean about it. You can be charming and you can be seductive and saying, look, kiddo, here's the deal. I'd like to approach you about sex, and the way to get me hot and bothered is to take me dancing. And it doesn't have to be to a gala party with formal dress. It just has to be something where I feel that you're interested in me something other than just a place to rest your whatevers. But you don't have to be angry about it, and you can be adorable and seductive. I don't know what else is going on in your marriage, and it sounds to me the two of you don't negotiate very well with one another. And he, instead of saying, well, I'm not going to give you what you want unless you get what I get what I want, and you're saying the same thing, then that neither of you are feeling particularly close or cherished or cherishing about the other person. And so, again, this is one of those things that would really be helpful if you gave me a holler so I could actually give you a little bit more direction here. Because there, you could hear, I mean, all the questions I had to ask you, that Manny, as good as he is, could not answer. What can I tell you? 855-99-37569. Maria, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, and thank you for taking my call. I had a question. I often look at things and think, oh, what would Dr. Joy do? And I usually come up with the answer. But there was a debate that I read recently. The question presented was, do you allow your teenage child to have sex in your house? And then they present the two arguments. One argues in favor and one argues against. And I was wondering what your thoughts were on it.
Okay, well, let me do two things. Let me answer that in the abstract, and then let's talk. Do you have teenage kids?
No, not yet. I just prepare in advance.
Do you have kids?
Yeah, I have two daughters.
Okay.
One who will be 13, and I hope not sexually active, in a few months. And it was just, it's a magazine that I like a lot. I read it all the time. And this one particular argument, usually I can find where my thoughts lie. And on this one, I could see both sides of it.
Right. Presumably the person who's saying yes is saying yes because it's safer and you at least have some control over it.
Sort of. That was sort of the argument. I don't know so much about control, but saying, we know they're doing this. We know that they're, you know, we provide them with the conversation and we provide them with birth control. And it's the same argument that parents make about, and I don't agree with it, but it's different in my opinion about letting their kids drink in their house because mm-hmm. we know they're doing it anyway, but drinking is illegal. And so I don't think it's the same thing, quite honestly.
I don't think it is either. And I was going to say that you can look at the issue about drinking, and the issue about drinking though is a much more controllable kind of situation because you can say to the kid, I think even parents who allow their kids to drink don't give them unlimited access to the liquor cabinet or say you can get as drunk as you want.
Right.
So they say things like you can have a glass of wine with dinner, or you and your friends can come over if it's okay with their parents and each of you can have a beer, or you can drink at the house as long as you pay for the liquor, which I think is a very smart thing to do because that at least there's a sense of, is it really worth it to me to go and buy a six pack as opposed to just giving it to them. But you're right, I mean, you're not going to be able to say to your kid, well, it's okay if the two of you get naked and you have oral sex, but you can't have, you know, you can't have intercourse. I mean, that's what are you going to do? Go in and say, oh, no, time out, backfield in motion, illegal use of the hands, penalty. So I don't think it is the same. The issue about safety seems to me to be an important one. But I would get it down to, and interesting, I know parents who have different philosophies for their daughters and their sons. They'll allow their sons to have sex in the house, but not their daughters, which seems to me
to be... And in this particular argument, it really stood out. It was they were both talking about their teenage girls.
Yeah, yeah.
And one family said absolutely not, and about boundaries, and you don't want to know about your kid's sex life, et cetera. And the other one said, no, our daughter has a boyfriend who lives out of town. We know him. We like him. When he comes and stays, he stays and sleeps in her room. I think the girl's about 17.
Well, see, part of it is exactly as you say, is going to be age sensitive. Of a kid who is, let's say, 17, a senior in high school, is going to go away to college next year, seems to me, and depending about whether or not you've got young kids at the house, I swear to you, when I was married, my parents weren't, at one point didn't let us sleep together. And I was married. I was young, but I was married. So let's just walk through it. The core issue seems to me not do you allow them, because kids can find a way to have sex wherever they want to have sex, as we all did. The issue is, what kind of message are you sending?
Mm-hmm.
And it would seem to me one of the kind of sneaky things to do is to be able to say, do you want to make it easy for someone to do something you don't necessarily want them to do? And I don't. And so let's look at various ages. Would I let a 12-year-old have permission to have sex at the house? Absolutely not. I think it's just too young. They may not, but if it's not too young, let them figure out the logistics of it. I don't want to make it easy for us any more than I would let a 12-year-old drink, a 12-year-old drive a car, a 12-year-old live on their own. All right, so 12-year-old, no. 15-year-old gets a little more complicated. Would you let a 15-year-old drink at home? It sort of depends on the kid, I think, among other things, how responsible they are, what is it they want to do. And so what I would do, I think, if I were a parent, and God knows I am, is have a kid essentially submit a proposal to me. I would argue that the kind of unspoken issue is, if you give your kid permission to have sex, are they more or less likely to have sex at your house? That seems to me somewhat of an open question. One of the things I learned to do as a parent is to sort of say, to kind of take the forbidden fruit issue out of some issues. Instead of saying, no, you can't do that, saying you can do it under these circumstances, or you can do it, you can have, your friends can have a beer at the house, assuming, number one, that their parents say it's okay, which I need some proof of. Second of all, you buy the beer. So let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about this a little bit more. All right, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Maria has called because she's planning ahead. She was reading an article in a magazine that had a pro and a con for letting your children. Did it specify what age? You just said probably teenage children.
Teenage children. And so in the first article, the woman who argued against it didn't mention her kids' ages. She talked about her own experience with thinking about sex and her parents' sex and things of that nature and how it blurred boundaries. And the second one talked about her 16-year-old. She's a good kid. She makes good grades. She's got a boyfriend that she's had for 2 years. And she argues that when your children engage in mature acts, you treat them maturely and with respect, and you don't teach them that the best way to engage in these things is by lying and sneaking around. And you know they're having sex anyway, but are you going to tell them that the only way to have it is in the back of a car or when some other adult is not around, and that it only works as if you're sneaking around and doing it by lying and sneaking around? And she's establishing a relationship with her daughter where there's mutual respect.
Yeah, I'm not sure I buy it completely.
I know. This is why I'm so torn. Yeah. And I was like, wow, I wanted a professional. These are two parents that happen to be good writers, but I wanted a professional.
I'll tell you what I would do. As I said, I would say to your kid, look, we need to have a discussion about sex, which hopefully all of us do, well before we think our children are sexual, and talk about birth control, talk about sexually transmitted disease, talk about responsibility, talk about the fact that of pregnancy, talk about the fact of vulnerability, and reputation, all sorts of things that need to be talked about. And because I don't think our children are going to come and ask us for permission to have sex, the likelihood that I would have ever gone to my parents and said, is it okay if I use the rec room. I always shared a room, so that would not have worked very well. Is it okay if I throw my sister out? I think my sister was having sex well before I was, but that's another story. It just never would have happened. But saying to your kid, look, here's what I want you to know about sex, and I don't want you to have to feel that you lie about it or that you have to be sneaky about it, but talk to me about how you think this should work. In other words, instead of making the choice for your child, because there's no question that saying to your kid it's okay to have sex at the house is saying it's okay to have sex.
Right.
And I don't know, there's so much pressure in the society for kids feeling that they don't want to be the last one standing who's still a virgin, that I'm not sure that that's a very helpful parenting guide. We need to pass along what our value system is for our kids and understand that they may or may not have the same value system. So if it were my kid who was saying, first of all, I would have the discussion with my kid by the time she was 12 or 13, because by the time she's ready to be sexual, presumably we're used to talking about it and it's not such a charged issue. I would say, even at that discussion, I don't think you should have to lie about it. Would I be more comfortable if my daughter said, look, I want to stay over at Jeremy's house tonight because we want to have sex? At that point, I might say, would you feel more comfortable if he came here so you could throw him out? Are you going to stay there the whole night? I mean, I'd probably have a discussion about it rather than making it an absolute yes you can or no you can't. I think it's going to vary from situation to situation. Taking the lying out of it and the sneaking out of it makes some sense. I'm not sure giving a carte blanche that says, sure, anytime you want, you just kind of have sex anytime you want at the house. I do think, especially when parents are hopefully still sexual, and even if they're not sexual, they very likely are dating. So rather than making it yes you can have this, you can do this at the house, or no you cannot, I would have a discussion about it, because if nothing else, the real issue is not where our kids are having sex, but how they feel about sex, how they feel about us. And those are things that are not going to necessarily be rule sensitive. They're going to be context sensitive. So having a discussion seems to me, and as a kid, the idea of having sex in my own house was abhorrent. I mean, I never would have done it. I think part of the fun was that, and I wasn't not a particularly sneaky kid because I was not a very effective sneaky kid. If you get caught often enough, you just stop. Not having sex necessarily, but lying about having sex. So it seemed to me that the way to do it is to sit down when you're having that initial discussion, which should happen certainly no later than about 12, saying, look, I just want you to have this information. I assume you're not going to be sexual for another 10 or 15 or 40 years, but you need to have this information. You need to make sure that as the daughter, as the female that you have to use, protection, I would say, as the male, you have to make sure that you protected your partner and you don't become a dad before you wanted to. In the old days, you may have gotten away with it and say, you know, it's not mine. You're not going to be able to get away with it anymore. So the issue is not sex. The issue is responsible sex. Now, does responsible sex mean your parent have to provide a place? Not necessarily. It may be that what a parent says is, listen, I think you should have the right to privacy. The walls are pretty thin here. So you can tell me that you're staying out overnight, and we could even have a, I suppose, a code word. So if you, rather than saying you're at Sarah's house, you can say, Jeremy and I really wanted to be sexual, and so we both have saved up, and we're going to go to a motel. I mean, that seems to me a much more reasonable and wholesome response than saying, well, anytime you want, you know, your bedroom's available.
Right.
So okay, that's what I would do, which I know is kind of, it's kind of splitting the difference, but it seems to me to deal with both the issue of my kid's not going to ask permission for sex. I don't want to deny a permission that I have no way of denying one way or the other. I don't want my kid to lie to me. I don't want my kid to be unsafe. But I'm not sure that I really want to say to a young person, it's okay to have sex here. Now, the question becomes, for me at least, much more complicated when your kid is no longer under your auspices and away at school and wants to bring somebody home for a holiday. And that would seem to me, again, one of those issues, depending on how you feel about premarital sex. If you think premarital sex is sinful, allowing your kid to have premarital sex in your house is just plain stupid. I mean, it's going to make you unhappy. It certainly is an inconsistent way of parenting. But saying to your kid, if you'd like your sex life to be a little more private than that, what you can do is babysit your sister over the holiday and earn some money, and you and Harold could go to a motel.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, Aunt Sissy is going to be out of town, and as long as you leave the place in the same condition you found it, check with her, but you can probably use her house. I mean, I think there are ways of accommodating our children without giving permission per se, and letting them take more responsibility. And again, in the same way that we talked about alcohol, that once you say to your kid, it's okay to drink, but you have to pay for the booze, you're talking about a level of responsibility that is both, it's responsibility with training wheels, but only training wheels become a cocoon. Saying to your kid, you can have anything to drink in the house you want, I'm not sure that that's a very good message to send to our kids who are underage, and it's not legal for them to drink. But saying, if you drink in the house, if you have any friends over, I have to have written permission from the parents saying it's okay, and you have to replace the booze. You have to find some way of being responsible enough, and there's nothing like having to replace something or buy your own condoms or buy your own motel room to make kids more responsible. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Karen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I recently got engaged, and I'm getting married next summer, and my fiancé wants to get a dog, and I'm just not a dog person. I'm not really a pet person at all. He's had dogs for almost his whole life, and he doesn't have one now. Like, he's never had one when I've known him. And I guess my question is, you know, how do I even talk to him about this? Because, I mean, he definitely knows my position. Like, we have had conversations about this. But I just feel like, you know, if I say my true feelings, then he really sees himself as a dog person, and me pointing out all the bad things about dogs is not going to be comfortable. But, you know, I don't want to lie. Like, that's sort of how okay. I feel about it. It's not a deal breaker for me. I mean, if we have to have a dog, so be it. How do I approach it?
I gotcha. What is your... For a moment, let's work on... And I promise you I'm not pushing you in that direction, but for just a moment, let's assume that he got a dog. Let you and I look at, are there any dogs that are preferable or not preferable? And what are the issues, for example, that he would be responsible for the dog, he would pay for the dog, he would walk the dog, he would, you know, da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, and I do think he sees it that way. Like, he sees the dog as his responsibility, and, you know, not mine, so.
Okay, well, that's a start. All right, are there any particular dogs that you would have an aversion to, or that you might actually, I mean, maybe one that looked vaguely cat-like?
I don't know. I mean, it's not that I'm afraid of them or anything. I think he's a really good dog trainer, and he would probably do a good job with it that, you know, it wouldn't be barking all the time. It's just like, I feel like it really ties you down to your house. You have to constantly be going home to take care of the dog. And
all right, let's look at that. Let's look at that issue to start with. Let's take them one at a time. Have you said that to him? Have you said, you know, the issue for with a dog is that they're like a child, and what is his response?
Well, he says we want to have kids anyway, so we'll have to go home anyway, which is probably true.
Well, then one of the deals may be, would you be willing to hold off having a dog until we have kids? I mean, that's
a good thought.
Yeah, because if what you're saying is one of the issues is just being tied down, and I would present it a slightly different way. I would probably say, hey, listen, how soon are you planning to have kids after you get married?
Probably pretty soon, probably like within the next couple of years.
Okay, then what I would present it as, look, until we have kids, we are footloose and fancy free. We can take off for the weekend. We can take off for the week. We can go to Europe. We can go hot air ballooning. So let's enjoy the time of being footloose and fancy free. And as soon as I get pregnant, let's get a dog.
Ooh, that's a great idea. I don't know if you would go for it, but I can definitely ask.
Well, but it makes some sense, especially from your point of view. And what you're doing is saying, not, I don't want a dog, but what I'd like to do is just let's have no restrictions for a couple of years, and then when we settle down, let's do the white picket fence, the kid, the station wagon, and the dog. In the meantime, what I would do if I were you is go and find if there are dogs, and one of the things I was going to suggest, but I don't think I'd suggest it at least at this juncture, is foster a dog, which a lot of
shelters.
So you get to go and help pick out the dog one will speak to you, I guarantee you, and you can take them back without, I mean, the idea is that it's an adjustment period for you and for the dog to see how it works, with the idea being that you probably get to pick the dog as well as, or at least have a major input. The two of you have to agree on the dog. So, for example, having a cute little cockapoo or something might be, or some little mixed breed with a cute little face may be, you know, perfectly acceptable to you as opposed to, a Great Dane or German Shepherd or something.
I mean, he knows that we find puppies cute, so I think he is planning to do like a puppy rather than an adult dog for that reason, but, you know, hopefully adopt it from some place like a shelter.
Yeah. And what you may want to do, independent of him, which would be a really cool thing to do, is you go down to some of the shelters and just visit. And you can do a lot of them online, which I found out because I have a friend who is looking for a puppy. And so, and he was going to go to a breeder who was the one who gave him the dog that died in a month. And I'm saying, oh, not a good idea. Go to a shelter. And they have websites, and you can see these cute little puppies. And some of them look like puppies that are full-grown dogs. So, and you sort of do a little reconnaissance so that by the time you're pregnant that you have a sense of this is the kind of dog that makes some sense, and you've had all that time to kind of help him be introduced to it. But it would seem to me that the most valuable and viable argument that you have at this moment is the tie-down issue. Because a dog does commit you to taking care of the dog. And so saying, let's do a twofer. As soon as we have kids, then let's get a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And until then,
let's be able to
do anything we want.
Yeah, the other piece of it is, you know, we don't live together now, so I think he wants to get one now. Well, it would not be in my house,
The other way of looking at it is, if you want me to adjust to the dog, maybe it should be a dog we pick out together, or maybe that's the other possibility, is picking out the dog together now that stays with him. But who does he live by himself? Does he have a roommate? How's he going to deal with
him? No, we each live by ourselves.
So who's going to take care of the dog if he gets a dog?
What's that?
Who's going to take care of the dog now if he gets a dog and you guys want to go away for a weekend?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, he thinks that we have friends that like dogs that would be willing to dog sit, but to me it just seems like a huge logistical hassle.
Well, but it's his logistical hassle.
Right, that's true.
All right, here's what I do. I would, number one, present the issue that, you know, as soon as we have kids, let's have a dog. I'm absolutely on board with that.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, I would do a little reconnaissance on my own of either go to a couple of shelters or go online to a couple of shelters, which you can do in the next, you can go online in the next 15 minutes, and just see what, you know, what's available. And you may find that your dog, your anti-dog stance is being melted by this big brown eyes. And third, that if he's going to get a dog, that you are involved in that process now so that it becomes both of your dogs eventually. But number four, I still think that, you know, I would say to him, before you actually get a dog, you need to make sure that there's somebody, because I'd really like for us to go away for the weekend next weekend. And if you have a dog, then we have, that's an additional complication. Wouldn't it be fun, especially during the next year of planning a wedding, to be able to de-stress by, you know, going to Cancun for a week?
Yeah, that would be great.
All right.
Cool. Yeah, thanks for the suggestions. And, you know, I think he is, you know, planning on involving me in picking out the dog in some way. I think he really wants to get it now, and I think it would be way better if we waited until, you know, we were definitely tied down by kids, like you said.
Well, but
I think
see,
a lot of people do that, actually.
Yeah, but what he's afraid of is that if he says no now, then it'll be no forever. And that's one of his concerns. So if you say, look, I'm willing to put it in writing, and also go do a little reconnaissance on your own, because you may find that you're a little less anti-dog than you thought you were. But maybe not.
I'm
not trying to convince you. And you may be able to find a dog that looks exactly like a parakeet. I'm kidding you. Or maybe, there are dogs that look surprisingly like cats, but, you know, they still are dogs.
Well, it's just sort of the, you know, whole pet thing in general. Like, there's no one particular animal that I would be dying to have as a pet. You know, I guess my family eventually got that into me. My dad is actually so heavily anti-dog that he lied to us for our entire childhood and said he was allergic to fur, and he's not. He just hates pets.
Well, so DNA is DNA, huh? Well, yeah, go online and see. Maybe a little hairless animal that looks exactly like a cat or like your dog, your dad, one or the other. It's amazing how many phone calls I actually get about pets, which I suppose the only country in the world that you'd probably get more questions about, or more questions and more issues about pets, is Great Britain, because they're even nuttier about animals than we are. But, you know, in most of the world, if you have an animal around the house, it's food. It's not, you know, it's not something that you take to the vet and worry about, you know, who's going to take care of when you go away for the weekend and get special food and put. I saw something, I think it was last week, that says something like 60% of American pets are obese. So we're taking our pets down the same road that we're going down, which is a bit too much food, a bit too much indulgence.
That's an unbelievable number. I mean, 60%.
I mean, it really is. And presumably it's going to get worse, not better.
Yeah.
And the idea is, presumably, among other things, that pets aren't getting enough exercise because their owners aren't getting enough exercise. And they're eating from the table. And what's on the table for their owners is not very good for them. I mean, there are all these kind of considerations that, I mean, it's bad enough. To a certain extent, you could view that as animal abuse, because animals, pets in this country, are fed by their owners. They're not out foraging in the wild. And so that we're creating a problem with our love objects, with our pets. But it is, it's an amazing phenomenon. And look, I grew up with dogs. I'm not anti-dogs or cats or anything else. But maybe we need to look a little more carefully at how we're treating them and how we view them. And certainly having an obese pet, a little tough. 855-99 Dr. Joy and Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Our preferred method of interaction is for you to call me, 855-993-7569. But short of that, whining, aren't I? We'd love for you to be able to feel that you can get in touch with us either through Facebook, yes, or you can, one of the Facebook questions we have is go ahead and ask me a question. Alrighty? So, 855-993-7569. Let's see what other people have inquired of moi.
This is from Tom. This is actually on the program director question that we posted. Tom says, how do you end the cycle of abusive parenting and domestic violence? problems caused by parents with narcissistic and or borderline personality disorder, and what can such children do to overcome projecting the narcissistic borderline parents' symptoms, overcome fear of abandonment, overcome paranoia, anger, grief due to loss, enmeshment, etc. How can such children recognize the abusive parenting and the visible signs themselves? And what can such children do if they choose not to get professional help?
Well, I mean, wait a minute. You just did a really terrific, thoughtful, inclusive, sensible, analytic analysis, and then you're saying, okay, but I don't want to, you know, I don't want really anybody who knows what they're talking about to help me. Why not? I mean, presumably, it's like saying, I think I may have a heart problem, and my parents had heart problems, and the last time I had my cholesterol looked at, it was pretty high, and I'm getting all these symptoms, but could you give me some alternative other than going to a cardiologist? Well, why would I do that? Why would you not start with the person who specifically knows how to deal with exactly those issues? She said, batting her baby blue eyes. And if the issue is insurance, then, I mean, that, sign up for Obamacare. I mean, do what you need to do, or find a United Fund agency, or find somebody and do a barter system. But, I mean, you get the help that you need, and you want to go the most efficacious route. And the most efficacious route, I mean, that's like saying, well, why don't you just try speaking in tongues? Or, you know, why don't you just take a picture of your parents and bury it? You know, that should help. I mean, come on. We're not talking voodoo dolls here. We're talking looking at a specific problem, and I think you've done a very nice job of it. Actually, and I hate to say that, having just said, why would you then take the most valuable, the most direct, the most reasonable, in some ways probably the most cost-effective route, and just take it off the table? All right, I don't want professional help. Well, you know, I'm not exactly a voodoo doll, right? I mean, I'm professional help. All right, so let's put that back on the table, and then let me add some other things for you. First of all, you may want to look very specifically at what behaviors you felt that your parents were particularly deficient about. I know, bad sentence, but you get the point. And don't say, well, they were angry all the time. That's not very helpful. First of all, they were not. Nobody's angry all the time. They may be angry a lot, and their anger may be frightening to you, but nobody's angry all the time. If nothing else, they sleep. They may gnash their teeth, granted, but come on. So look at specific behaviors and look and see what how those are reflected in your own life. I've told the story before of spending most of my childhood rooming with my sister, and we didn't get along very well. But every once in a while, we would sort of find, after the lights were out, some kind of gentle pathway to one another, and we would be whispering and giggling. It didn't happen very often, but it occasionally happened. And invariably, I would hear one of my parents, usually my father, screaming, "If I hear any more noise up there, I'm going to come up, and then you'll be sorry." And I remember thinking, even as a very young child, "Dad, you're making a mistake here. This doesn't happen very often, and we're really not doing anything very damaging, and if you need to, close the door or something." And you know, it didn't take me to being a parent. It only took me until I was about 12 years old, and I was babysitting, to hear the same horrible words come out of my mouth. And the issue is, when you're an adult, I'm not sure a 12-year-old is an adult, but when you're, what you really want is the kid to go to sleep and be quiet and leave you alone. And I, as I said, I didn't even have to become a parent. All I had to become was a babysitter. But you can sort of reflect those things in yourself, and you can say, I'm going to do something different about them. One of the things you can do is involve your child about it, of saying, okay, when Daddy yells, I'm going to give you a little, you know, a little doll, and you hold it up. And every time Daddy yells, you hold the doll up, and every time you have to hold the doll up, I'll give you a dollar. I mean, that's a way. It, first of all, it becomes fun for the kid. It becomes fun for you. It's interesting that you should ask this question. I saw a documentary last night, which you've heard me say that I think the alternative to therapy these days is to do a one-man show, because there have been a bunch of them that were very, very much sort of therapeutic in nature, which is not an alternative. All the people involved in one-man shows at some point have been involved in therapy, because they resolved it enough and were able to take their creativity once they were, if not healed, at least well on the path to be able to talk about it. But this one was called Being Your Own Man. I think it's going to be on Netflix. And they sent it to me because they were interested in my response to it. And what it is, it is probably the most self... I'm not sure self-aware is exactly the right term, because I'm not sure he's aware of what's going on. But it's certainly the most self-focused. I mean, he basically does a documentary going around and talking with, like, his best friend who's an alpha male and saying, well, how do I become an alpha male? And his friend looks right at the counter and says, not going to happen. He sort of, this happens over, I guess, a period of a couple of years. And he documents with a camera his brother, his sister, his parents talking about who he was as a kid. And the final sort of reel of it, which was very touching, for the first couple of minutes, what you're thinking is, I don't know that I care that much about this person. I really don't know him. And do I really need to sort of watch as he wanders through his own psyche? Okay, this is part of my, you know, my commitment to y'all is to sort of look at these things so you don't have to. But by the end of it, what you understand, and he goes through I can't remember what it's called, not fighting warrior, but something warrior. But the thing that was most touching for me, and while I'll probably get him on the program to talk about it, is at some point he writes a letter to his father. And you hear me all the time recommend that. Whether you send it or not, and sometimes your parent is no longer alive, and at least, and what he did, it was very touching, and he read part of it, his father read part of it, and they photographed the whole thing, which I don't know a whole lot of people would be willing to do that. I think therapy may be a lot more private and probably a little more effective in some ways. But what he said was, I've spent my whole life being afraid of you and being angry with you and judging you, and I haven't been a very good son because of that. And so I need to take my responsibility for how I can do things differently, how I can be a different kind of son, and how I can share my feelings with you. And, I mean, it's a tear-provoking kind of moment. I really wish you'd call me about that so I can kind of walk you through it. But please don't take therapy off the table a priori. Don't just dismiss it before you've thought about it, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.